One of the things I often do is give away books and booklets, generally books and booklets that I've written. And I do this at restaurants, I do it on airplanes, I do it in all kinds of different circumstances. And wonderful things have happened over the years as a result of these. I think of a woman who was in a restaurant in an airport, and she was sitting there crying. She was just weeping, and her friend went to get her something, and I needed to go catch a flight, but she was on my heart. So I came over to her, and I gave her my book, The Grace and Truth Paradox. And I just said, I don't know you. I'm a writer. This is a book that I've written. I just felt that I should give this to you. And I'll never forget the look in her eyes as she looked at me and just said, thank you so much. You have no idea how much I need this book. And the way she said it was that something, whatever was going on in her life, related to grace and truth. I mean, because that's the title she's seen. So I felt like, okay, there's a story that I'm not going to hear the rest of probably ever in this life, but maybe in God's kingdom I'll hear the rest of that story. I had another time where I just gotten my book, Heaven for Kids, and I threw a case in the back of the car, drove over to a house that we'd never been at before, never been at since, and as I drove up, here's a kid sitting there, he's 10 years old. The target audience for Heaven for Kids is 8 to 12 years old. And here's this boy, looks like the boy who's on the cover of Heaven for Kids, who's on a rope swing. And he's sitting there dejected, his head just hanging, and his bicycle's next to him, and he's got a flat tire. Bright, sunny day. So I go over, while Nancy goes into our friend's house, I go over to this kid, I take Heaven for Kids, and I say, hey, how you doing today? He says, well, I got a flat tire, I was going to go for a bike ride and all. I was just feeling bad, and I said, hey, I don't know if you like to read, but I said, I'm a writer, and this is a brand new book, and this is the first copy of this book that I'm going to give to anybody, and I want to give it to you. It's called Heaven for Kids, and would you like this? Well, just the look on his face just picks up. He's so excited about it, and then I go back into our friend's house, and an hour later or longer, I look out the window. Here's this kid reading Heaven for Kids sitting on the curb. Just more about that story, but I'll move on. One of the favorite things that ever happened to me in terms of giving away a book, and there have been some great stories, but one of the favorites was I was on a flight coming from Chicago, I think it was, and there was a young man, college age, who was sitting actually across the aisle from me, and we were talking, and it wasn't a very full flight, and I was looking for an opportunity to share the Lord with him. We had a great conversation. I said some things about Jesus. Didn't go through the whole gospel with him, but definitely talked about Christ being Savior and Lord and changing my life and all that. Told him as a writer, and I gave him a copy of the only one of my books that I had with me, which was my novel Deadline. So I hand him Deadline, big, thick novel, and he says, okay, thanks very much. And he had introduced himself as a Persian young man, which would mean he's from Iran, and that was his heritage, Iranian. And he was going to the University of Oregon. And if you know anything about the University of Oregon, its reputation is a pretty wild campus life, extremely liberal, not the kind of place where the gospel is going to be everywhere present. Let's just say that. So I'm praying for this guy for the next maybe week or so, and then you move on. You're praying for other people. Well, then years later, I'm thinking maybe 6 years later, I'm speaking in a church. A young woman comes up to me. She's maybe mid-20s, and she says, are you Randy Alcorn? I said, yes. And she said, I've got a story to tell you, and I know you've never heard this story because this man told me he's never contacted you. But do you remember being on a plane and meeting a Persian young man? And as soon as she said Persian, I said, yeah, coming out to the University of Oregon. I gave him my novel Deadline. She says, well, let me tell you the rest of the story. He took your novel Deadline with him. It turns out that he arrived on campus one day early, and nobody was there, and they had to make an exception and unlock the dorm, get him in there. He was all by himself. He didn't have anything to do. He didn't have anything to read, except he had your novel Deadline. He started reading, didn't stop, and he was reading in the middle of the night when your character in the book, Jake Woods, reads from Mere Christianity, and he's reading from the Bible, and he gets down on his knees, and he repents of his sins, and he gives his life to Christ. Well, this young man got down on his knees, emulating what the character did in the book, and did exactly the same thing, and sincerely gave his life to Christ. And she said, not only did he come to Christ, but he is the most godly man I have ever met. He's been walking with Jesus, openly sharing his faith with others. And it all came out of you sharing that book Deadline with him on the plane. Well, I was stunned when she said this and blown away. And there have been other stories similar to that where I've thought, Lord, thank you for giving just a little preview here of the kinds of stories that we will all hear in eternity who have taken opportunities to give people a little booklet, to give them a book, to pray with them, to talk with them, maybe just even to pray for them. Maybe they didn't even know we were praying for them. But you're going to meet people who you prayed for, and somebody in heaven, and you're going to find out you had a huge role in their lives. And that is going to make it all worth it. So I just encourage people, look for, pray for the right opportunities. See your life as full of divine appointments and leave something with someone. Do something. Say a kind word. Say something about Jesus. Give somebody a booklet about the Lord that has the gospel in it. And look forward to reaping a harvest and seeing what God has done in someone's life as a result.